This is a Discovery Channel podcast.
Not all world records are about challenging the body. Some are about challenging the imagination.
I think everyone has a dream of some sort that's special to them. I've been dreaming about the lost city of Atlantis.
On the shores of Fiesta Island, California, the King of Sand, Gary Kirk, is tackling what is literally the biggest project of his career, building the world's largest sandcastle.
Our intention with the lost city of Atlantis is to set a new world's record and bring the record back to the United States.
Stairway to heaven.
Gary set the current record in Japan with a castle that reached 56 feet. For Gary to break his own record, his newest masterpiece is designed to reach 64 feet, a challenge that will take a lot more than a shovel and a bucket of sand.
You select your beach, select your spot, make sure you have water, and you're ready to go.
First, an army of heavy equipment levels the sand's surface. Then, giant water trucks pack it down to create a firm foundation for what will eventually be a 220 million pound castle.
Okay, I'd like to do a brief orientation.
For 300 volunteers and sand sculptors from 7 different countries, this challenge is the pinnacle of their art.
I'm fascinated about sand because sand is, I think and I believe, that it is very powerful ways of expression.
Gary's team uses a scale model as a blueprint for the overall design. Portions of the castle will be up to 6 stories tall. To achieve these record-breaking heights, wooden flats are filled with sand, compressed, and then stacked on top of each other.
As far as construction safety during the event, we try not to be too high. I know it looks like a church, and we just have to punch through the record.
The less experienced volunteers chisel out the walls of the sandy structure. The more skilled sculptors then come in to create the detailed features that decorate its crumbly facade.
Each carver has an idea of what they want to do, and they bring their reference material and their sketches, and they bring them right to the sand pile with them and use them for reference.
Over a period of 3 weeks, the castle takes shape with additions like a 20-foot Poseidon that guards the gates of the lost city with his own pod of full-scale dolphins and whales. There's also majestic lions, a 12-foot sphinx, and a gallery of other exotic characters.
There's a real thrill, a real feeling of satisfaction when the project is finally coming to a conclusion.
Just 2 days before the gates are open to the public, the castle is completed. Covering an area wider than a full city block, the lost city of Atlantis has found its world record. Over the next 30 days, 60,000 visitors pay tribute to Gary and his team's incredible artistry.
I've never seen anything so beautiful or different as this. It's really great.
We're planning on building our own now, but we're going to move in.
Then, 1 month later, when Gary's permits expire, the city of Atlantis is lost once again. What was once a castle fit for a king crumbles into the record books.
You can never do it again, so you have to have pictures in your mind all the time.
That's what I like more from this stuff. I'm in love with that.